en busca de un mejor destino para ti, lo que viniera de ti. Tu pueblo.
Welcome to the Inside the Journey podcast. This is episode number 25 for Sunday, October 20th. I'm John Younger.
And I'm Nelson DeWitt.
And today we're going to be speaking with Nelson's siblings. Unfortunately, I missed the first time that Nelson and his siblings had a conversation on our podcast. So Nelson's letting me lead a little more today. And what we're hoping to do is just give everybody a chance to get to know Ava and Toto and Derek a little better, and to hear some of their experiences from the story of Nelson's reunion. Today we have with us three of Nelson's siblings. We have older siblings Ernesto and Ava. Ernesto lives in Panama and Ava lives in Costa Rica. And we have Derek, who lives in Florida. Thanks for letting me ask the questions this time around. I know it wasn't at the last time you did this, Nelson, but in listening to the last podcast, I wanted to pick up on something that Toto said at the very end. You had talked a lot about, and I hope people get a chance to listen if they haven't already, about how your life experiences and discovering Nelson and having this reunion, what were some of the life lessons you learned from it that might be relevant to other people? And I was hoping with this one that we'd get a chance for each person to tell a piece of the story that really impacted them or was really important to them. And it could be growing up, it could be around the reunion, it could be since the reunion. It's really wide open. That's what I wanted to have as our topic today. And we're going to start with Derek. You had talked a lot, Derek, in the last podcast that you guys did together about the concept of family and what is family. And one of the stories that I've heard from Nelson and I've heard from your mother, Margaret, and is in the book that's really compelling is the story about what happened after the reunion.
So it's really no secret, I don't make the secret, that the whole reunion was very stressful for me. Because being so young, I didn't really know what to expect. I wasn't sure how this whole new family were going to treat me. I even had thoughts about whether or not they wanted to take my brother away from me. Of course, now it seems so ridiculous, but back then, that was certainly one of the things I thought about, but it didn't really
happen. How old were you at the time, Derek?
I was 12. I was 12 okay. years old when we first heard from his family. It was in the summer of 97, correct? So yes, 12 years old. And really, when we all got down there, they treated all three of us, myself and my parents, just as if we were members of the family. And it was pretty easy to tell, even from the beginning and after that first meeting, that it wasn't just for show or anything like that, because after we got back, Mama Sheila, who we've talked quite a bit about, who is Nelson's maternal grandmother, and one of the driving forces of this story, she really set the tone, and her first letter, her first note to us after that reunion was actually primarily addressed to not to Nelson, but to me. And addressed to my dear grandson, and hoping that I would feel comfortable to visit them in Central America again. And it seems like such a small thing, really, just a few words, but it's the feeling behind those, the understanding that she felt she was treating me as much as a long-lost grandson as Nelson, and that's really humbling in a way, and really gratifying, I guess, to experience that after having all these crazy, paranoid, irrational fears about what might happen, and it was nothing like that at all.
So you're 12 years old, and you get this letter from Mama Chila, and you're talking about how humbling it made you feel, and how this, you very quickly understood that it wasn't just, an act. But what was your, like, how did that change you going forward, for the rest of your life? Or, that might be a big question, but like, what was your takeaway from that interaction?
Well, I think when I said that she set the tone, I mean that quite truly, not just for the family in Central America, but for everyone. And really, I think that letter has really epitomized my view of the whole relationship between all of us since then, and the way one needed to approach things was not to try and create barriers or to divide people up into categories. A lot of the times we like to put people in these boxes, and this was not something where we could do that. We could, but it wouldn't have been very good. It became really clear to me that any sort of classifying, oh, this is my real family, this is my adoptive family, or this is my was really just a silly gesture. Mama Sheila, in her note, she did make a very kind offer. They'd already asked Nelson to visit them again, but they wanted me to visit too. I was still quite shy at that age, so it took me a long time before I visited Costa Rica by myself. I visited again with the whole family a few years after the first reunion, but I didn't go there by myself until I was in college when I spent a semester down there. And looking back, I'd say that's probably one of the things I regret. One of the few things I regret about all this is that I haven't spent as much time as I could have with the rest of my family.
Okay, thanks for that, Derek. Now we wanted to jump over to Ava and see what she might like to share about.
Well, after hearing Derek, it's not difficult to imagine how he was feeling at the moment. And it's not stupid at all, Derek, or silly at all, the fact that you actually felt that way, because it was a normal reaction from a human being and an unknown situation that you were just, brought to. You didn't know anything about us, and it was the same for us. Right, we were in the same situation, but the main fear, I guess, from us, from Mama Sheila, was if Nelson was a boy that was loved, right, loved and take care of, if the family he was with really loved him, really cared about him, or all those years were when we didn't know him, we always thought about him. So he was in a way part of our family. And he was there alive between us and our thoughts, our feelings, our prayers. But it was a little bit difficult for us to imagine what was the situation that he was in, and if he was a somebody that wasn't, on the street. I remember Mama Sheila telling me that the main objective that she was pursuing was to understand the situation that he was in, and if he was a good boy, and if he wasn't lacking of anything, right, especially love. So it was different from our side, from what Derek may have felt at the moment, but it was kind of the same uncertainty. And Mama Sheila was the most important player here, where she really wanted to know and understand what happened with him. And she always said that. She always said, I don't care if he doesn't want to see us. I don't care. I don't care anything as long as he's okay. That's all I need to understand. That's all I need to know. If they don't want to contact us, if they don't want to get to know us, it's okay. I just want him to be okay. And it was very important, I guess. It was very deep, and it was deep in us also, that feeling, because we thought the same way. We felt the same way, because she, like it's been said before, and Derek just pointed to, she set the tone on that. And it was the family's feeling, not only her, but she was, you know, she was the boss, right? She was the person who we were responding to, so we were aligned with her just because she said it that way. So it was important for us to understand. And one of the most important things that I remember from everything is how she changed when she finally met them. Well, when she met Nelson, but also when she met the family, because she knew that he was not alone. She knew that she couldn't provide anything to him and the way that this new family was providing to him. So it was amazing for her, and she said, I'm glad that he got everything that I couldn't give him, and she's a good person. He's a good person. So she wanted to make sure that he was okay. And she was going to be okay just knowing that he was okay. Mm-hmm. She wasn't looking for anything else, and it's amazing. It was really, really impacting for me to understand that, to learn that from her, that she was not selfish. She was just not caring about having anything in return, just knowing that he was okay. And that's huge to me, and it was something that I remember the most. And seeing her when she finally met him, how much she changed. She was worried all the time, and it changed completely. She was happy now. She was, you know, alive. She wasn't worried anymore. Because every day that I remember seeing her before all of this, she's got this sadness that I couldn't explain, that I just sensed it from her. And it changed her life, maybe more than we can imagine. It changed our lives, but hers was most impacted about it. So it's an amazing memory I have, and it's something that I need to share, how much she couldn't care less about everything else but him being okay.
Ernesto, did you try and comment on that as well?
Yes, I agree with Eva. I think just after the reunion, Mama Sheila was a totally different person, and she started enjoying life. She started to travel, she started to do things that she never couldn't do in her life because of the situation. And that was so moving, so great for me to see it. Because in all my shyness, I didn't see her, how I can say, in this position or in this state of mind.
Yeah.
She was a totally different person. And that was really fine. Nelson was really great goal for her.
Do you have another moment you might like to share with us as well?
Well, I think I can share one of my experience after the reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I remember, and I think that changed my life, was going in a trip to the Weed family house. My first trip to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It totally changed my view of the world in that moment. I think by the time I was going for a really hard time.
And how, can I ask, we asked Eric, but how old were you and Ava at the time of the reunion?
I was almost 18. I was 17. Well, I think
and
I
was... Ava was a year or two older than you, is that right?
I was okay. 19.
Okay.
So I was going in the troubledness of teenager. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I met the Weed family, it was a totally different way of life, and I get so much things from them. I get so much example how they live, how they, it was a really grateful experience when I met them.
So did you spend a summer in Massachusetts or longer?
Well, it was in March, and it was over my vacation. I had 2 weeks off from school, and so Toto, you came for the first 2 weeks, and then you stayed for an additional 4 weeks, where you took English classes at a school in Cambridge.
Yeah, I remember all that, and I remember that that was my first time I flew, and it was really good experience for me. I mean, I haven't had those experiences, and that really changed my life, my view of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this helped me, that experience helped me a lot from who I am right now.
Do you have anything else you'd like to add, or should we pass it over to Nelson?
I think we should pass, and probably we can add something.
Okay.
Later.
All right, Nelson. We've heard from you before, maybe once or twice, but maybe you could share something that's important to you about a piece of the story.
About the reunion specifically, or just maybe talking about what
everyone's
saying? No,
in fact, maybe something else.
One of the things that came to mind listening to my siblings talk was obviously the importance of Mama Chila. It also reminded me of the relationship that I had with her, which was, I don't know, we weren't that close, but we sort of had this understanding that we both represented completeness for the other person, that finding me meant so much to her and it brought her peace. And for me, she represented the search to reunite me with my family. And getting to know both Toto and Ava, I realized that they knew her a lot better than I did, than I ever did, even though I think we spent probably about 10 years together after the reunion before she passed away. Because of my Spanish, I didn't get to talk to her that much about, you know, what happened in the war and that kind of thing. But we had this understanding that we both loved each other in a way, even though we didn't really know each other that well as people. So that was kind of interesting. That's one thing that came to mind. I think mm-hmm. we've been talking about what it was like to first get to know each other and the things that stood out over the years, over this process. And I think it was just, you know, having this very different experience with all of my siblings that has had a profound impact on me over the years. You know, I grew up with Derek, and as we talk about in the video, we went to summer camp and we spent a lot of time together growing up. And then when I was 16, I was given these two other older siblings and a younger sibling, and that kind of changed things. And I remember when I was getting to know Ernesto, he had grown up like an older brother, and I had grown up like an older brother. So we always fought, and we'd be up at like 2 in the morning playing pranks on each other. because we were trying to show, you know, like, I'm the big brother. And then there was this great time where he says, why don't you respect me? I'm older. And I said, I don't care. I'm bigger than you. But that was kind of the, like, we were getting to know each other. And then I remember with Ava, you started to take English class in college and as a way to that we could talk. And once you started doing that, once we were able to talk, that sort of opened up the gates to our relationship and really getting to know each other. And then getting to know Stephanie as she grew older as well. Just to say that over the years, I've had different experiences with each of you. And I think that that has been one of the most rewarding things for me to come out of it. That's why I feel like that this kind of sibling podcast is very special. And I like having you all here because we get to talk about these things and joke and make fun of each other, that kind of thing. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We are doing this podcast in two parts. So tune in next week. We will continue the discussion with my siblings. And as always, you can join the newsletter to get updates by going to inbarfilm.com/NL. That's all the time we have for this week, and we'll see you next time.